It's Monday, December 12th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. 160 people were killed when a church roof collapsed on Saturday onto worshippers in southern Nigeria, reports the Associated Press. Local mortuaries are overflowing, and the final death toll likely will be much higher. Congregants said the Rainers Bible Church was still under construction when it was crowded with worshippers to ordain a bishop. Metal girders crashed, and the corrugated iron roof caved in. The Worldview spoke with William Stark, director of International Christian Concern in the Middle East, about whether or not the Iraqi Christians who were displaced from Mosul by ISIS have plans to repopulate the city.
Christians who were displaced from Mosul, when I've asked them, okay, are you going to go back to Mosul if it's retaken? They will tell you, absolutely not. We will not go back there. We don't trust the Muslims who have stayed there with ISIS. We feel like somehow the ideology of ISIS has been kind of imparted to these folks, so we don't feel like we can ever trust them again.
Stark explained the status of Karakash, Iraq.
In Karakash, which was taken, I think, in October, what was retaken by coalition forces, all the churches have been, you know, ransacked and burned. I think 60% of the Christian houses have been burned to a point that, you know, they're not really livable. They don't feel like they can depend upon the Iraqi government to provide them funds to rebuild or to help them, you know, rebuild their lives. And they don't trust necessarily the Kurds either to do this. So they really do feel a little bit left on their own, which is why they've been reaching out to international states, asking for their support to create basically a separate state or a special zone where Assyrian Christians in the Nineveh Plain can have their own place and kind of have their own self-autonomy.
Stark suggested to the Worldview how Western Christians can help.
The first thing I would encourage everyone to do would be to pray for these folks. They're really facing a very uncertain future, and it's very unclear where they're going to go, what they're going to do. But also I'd encourage folks to get involved with a ministry of some sort that is providing the actual physical aid to these folks. I mean, the last 2.5 years, ICC has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the relief effort, just providing, you know, homes, food, anything, you know, medicines. The fate of the church in the Middle East, I believe, is one of the most important questions facing the global church today. And how we take care of these very vulnerable folks is going to be reflected upon our generation.
Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." India is cracking down on foreign non-governmental organizations based on fears that the groups are using humanitarian work to mask evangelization efforts, reports World News Service. This could affect organizations like Compassion International that provide poverty relief to children. Within the next 3 weeks, 80% of the 145,000 children supported by Compassion sponsors in India could lose that financial relief. An unnamed 44-year-old male pro-life teacher was fired at a Vancouver, Canada high school after telling his 12th grade law class, quote, "I find abortion to be wrong," unquote, reports the National Post. On December 8th, the United States House of Representatives unanimously approved a bipartisan bill to help counter the African terrorist group called Boko Haram, known for their brutal attacks in northeast Nigeria, reports the World News Service. The bill directs the Departments of Defense and State to develop a 5-year strategy to address this scourge that has resulted in tens of thousands of deaths and more than 2 million exiles in Nigeria and neighboring countries. Rudy Giuliani is out. Mitt Romney is out. Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, appears to be the first choice for Trump's Secretary of State, according to several news sources. The 64-year-old veteran oil executive has no government or diplomatic experience, although he does have ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Wall Street Journal reported that Tillerson backed Jeb Bush during the GOP presidential primary and did not donate to Trump's campaign. In a bizarre attempt to shame his pro-life views, 72,000 abortion activists have donated to Planned Parenthood in Mike Pence's name, according to CBC News. While Trump is a recent convert to the pro-life cause, Vice President-elect Pence has been a longtime champion for the rights of unborn babies. In addition to voting to defund the abortion chain Planned Parenthood when he was a U.S. congressman, Indiana Governor Pence signed into law a bill to ban abortions based solely on an unborn baby's disability, sex, or race. Macy's department store is no longer giving funds to Planned Parenthood, according to a watchdog group, SecondVote.com. Other companies which recently decided to no longer financially support Planned Parenthood include AT&T, Coca-Cola, Ford, and Xerox. Romans 12:21 says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." President-elect Donald Trump is asking evangelical Christian leaders for appointment recommendations at a higher level than previous presidents, says Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. In fact, the Christian Post reports that Trump will be keeping his evangelical advisory board into his presidency, which includes Dr. James Dobson as well as Liberty University's Jerry Falwell Jr. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, December 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. As you consider which groups or causes that you'll support with your dollars this season, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, remember The Worldview in 5 minutes. You can give online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.